أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا. يستبدل الريد فالفضل of the great قدرت of Allah تبارك وتعالى. How Allah Ta'ala sends down the rains, and when Allah Ta'ala takes out the grain and vegetation for mankind, and beautiful orchards which are densely, which are over the foliage, the leaves are very dense, and from here man gets all his necessities, animals also, and also for man to live comfortable and ease and enjoy various types of food Allah Ta'ala has made. However, this is in dunya where everyone enjoys it. All human beings, Muslims, non-Muslims also. And then animals also enjoy all these ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Then when the akhirat, Allah is going to separate everything. All the good will only for the believers and those who did righteous deeds. While all the bad things of this dunya, like thorns, boiling water, pus, etc., that will be only for the evil people, the people of Jahannam. It is like we are traveling on a road where everyone is traveling. Or that is like, for example, motor cars, buses, trucks, bicycles, carts which are being drawn by animals, all these are moving. We come to a T crossing and then certain people go to the right and certain people go to the left. On the right were all the only the good things. All the good things are there. Eternal life, no sickness ever, no problems, no fights, no anger, nothing. All that will be on the right side for Ashabi Yameen. And then the others who will go to the left side. And there we won't have a choice, but we will be put on the right or the left. And that will be according to our actions in this world. And those who go on the left will only have all the evil and all the bad things. Ashabi Shimal, all types of punishments and azab, etc. So all this will happen on a certain day which is known the day of Qiyamah. And all this that Allah has made in this world is for the results to come out on the day of Qiyamah. It isn't that we are just all living in this world, everyone is just doing what he wants to, and there will be no results. But definitely there are going to be results, and they will be eternal. So that day Allah Ta'ala says, Inna yawm al-fasli kana miqata. Beshak din faisle ka hai ek waqt thehra hua. Undoubtedly that day of decision, of distinction, of distinguishing between the right and the wrong, between the good and the bad, that day, the time of it has fixed. Is fixed, and it will not change one bit. It won't come one bit earlier and not one bit later. And this is one of that particular knowledge which Allah has kept only to himself. He hasn't given it to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, neither to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Nobody knows the exact date and the time of the day of Qiyamah. That Allah has kept it to himself, and it is fixed, and it won't come before 1 second and not later 1 second. It will be brought in such a way. يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا. جِسْ دِنْ فُونْكِ جَارِ سُورِ فِرْ تُمْ چَلِ عَوَ جَتْ كَ جَتْ. And it will be a day when the trumpet will be sounded. And the angel that is deputed with this duty has got the trumpet in his mouth already, ready to blow, just waiting for the command of Allah Ta'ala. As soon as that command will come, then he will blow in there, and this whole system of the world will be torn apart. Nothing will be left, not this earth, not the skies, nothing. Everything will be destroyed. And when Qiyamah will come, فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا. People will be brought in various groups. One explanation of this is that all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam will come to their followers. But other explanation is that this ayat directly refers to the non-believers of Makkah Sharif. And so in that case it will mean that all the people according to their beliefs, they will be brought. Those who did not believe in Allah Ta'ala at all will be in one group. Those who associated partners with Allah will be in another group. And also all the people according to the sins they have committed, that those people will be brought in one group. Whatever type of sins, they will be grouped and they will be brought like this. It will be a day, وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا, or khola jai asman, to ho jai usme darwaze. It will be the day when the skies will be opened up. That is, when the day of Qiyamah will come, everything will go haywire. The skies will not remain on their place. And we will see that they are broken and they will appear like doors they are referred to here. Or either it will be so big cracks in the sky that it will appear like doors. And from there, according to other ayat of the Quran Sharif, the malaika will start descending in huge, huge groups. They will start coming down. So that will be the day of Qiyamah. One aspect of it is, وَتَرَ النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. You will see as though the people are drunk. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. But actually they will not be drunk. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ الشَّدِيدِ. The punishment of Allah Ta'ala will be very severe. It will be a day when the mountains were here to peg down the earth and keep every continent, every place, every island on its place. But on that day, the mountains will fly like cotton wool. So the earth will also not remain on its place. There will be huge accidents between the continents. All the various islands will all crash into one another. The sky will fall down. It's unimaginable what that conditions will be on that day. And the day of Qiyamah, وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا. Or chala jayenge bahar to ho jayenge chamakta reta, and the mountains will just fly away, like for example things which are dynamited and then they are brought reduced to just small specks and nothing else. Like that, the mountains will be completely destroyed and they will fly like cotton wool as it comes in other places. And then they will be like sarab, a mirage. Like when we are traveling in the distance, we see things looking like water. When we come there, there is absolutely nothing. So the mountains that appear to be so huge, they will be absolutely nothing. It is like that mirage that we are going to. And this mirage is that shining, that glitter. So these mountains, when they will be reduced to just dust, and the dust will have a shine on it. So it will shine like that and look like water. But there is absolutely nothing. So that will be the day of Qiyamah, which will be brought in. And after that will be either Jannat or Jahannam, when now Allah Ta'ala will take account from every person. The scale of deeds will be put. We'll walk over the bridge of Sirat, which is over Jahannam. And after this, all decisions will be made that who is going to Jannat and who is going to Jahannam. And Allah has given us all this. And as one alim has explained very beautifully, the Quran Sharif from the beginning generally explains the laws by which we have to live. Now we come to the end. Now we are coming to Jannat or Jahannam. May Allah grant us all Jannat, save us all from Jahannam. And now this is towards the end, and we have to see for ourselves on which road we are. And as long as we are living, Allah has given us the golden opportunity to make tawbah and amends and correct ourselves. Otherwise, if we die in the condition and our aqaid are not correct, or we don't have that yaqeen on them, our amal are not correct, then the consequences in the grave will be extremely grave as well. And we will suffer the consequences. So Allah has given us the opportunity for ourselves, our families, all people, that we make an effort that we correct ourselves and we are successful mainly in the akhirah.